Like, I'm going to do drugs. Do you want me to get in an accident or
be
not?
Be safe.
What?
Do drugs, be safe.
What's wrong with taking... Is she the cost?
No. Just like...
Knowing that that's what the intent was.
She's had like 2 beers in her entire life.
That was your chance to say, if you're in my life, I hate you. Live.
If you're in my life, Lord. I hate you.
Welcome, welcome, beeps, gers, and badassers near and far.
Baby, baby!
I want to tell you something. We last got together. Nope, I wrote it down, fucked it up. Nope, October 15th.
Start again. We're already... This is one of those... Hey, can we go behind the scenes a little bit?
BTS?
So early. Do you guys leave every episode thinking that was fucking terrible and then listen back to it and think like, this is the best thing we've ever done?
Every,
I don't.
Oh, every no?
Happened episode. A bit differently for me. I edited blackout drunk, post it, and never listened to it again.
Oh, I listened to every one of our episodes at least like 3 times and laughed so hard at our jokes.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what happened to us last episode, October 15th? A mere 3 days later, we got bamboozled. Beeps dropped.
Oh, yeah.
A flip-flop.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And then we got bamboozled again because a mere 3 months after that, on January 24th of this year, she dropped another episode. And that means we're not going to do an official mea culpa, but what did we miss, Fat Michael?
We missed 2 episodes?
We missed 2 episodes.
We missed 2 episodes. It's 2024.
Correct.
How long have we been doing this? When was our first episode?
I don't know.
2017.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's a good intern right there.
I was going to say 1994. I guess I was a bit off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chrissy was in diapers. Chris Cat,
yeah.
We got to do some mea culpas for not batting after a beeps.
Okay.
So just what are we doing?
I think idea. I'm taking out a crinkly brown bag.
ASMR, we have a
mystery bag here.
Uh-oh.
And we're all going to reach our hand in and pull out one item.
Michael's nightmare. I didn't know about this.
And we're gonna shoot it.
Aww. As a mea culpa.
As a mea culpa.
This is for she who gives us life, we must.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Sacrifice.
Yes. Fine.
It's all about sacrifice.
Wait, is this that like when you guys do that stupid like Dr. McGillicuddy spearmint shit?
Yes.
God damn it.
But a lot more variety in this mystery bag.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna pull an audible, and if you agree with me, we get one Koopa Troopa towing.
Oh.
If you pull something and you don't like it, you can drop it and you can pull another thing only one time.
Okay.
And Fat Michael can switch with one of us.
Yes. Okay. I like that as well.
I just have a different fucking lane.
I don't think we say that anymore.
Pussy?
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
Did I? Okay, Chris Cat, who goes first?
You go first. Tuck goes first.
99 pineapple. 99 proof pineapple thingy.
99
perfect.
Proof?
Okay. Do you want to, you pull your one draw or?
No,
you okay?
I'll tell. You like it? Okay. This.
All right. Oh boy. This is Pink Whitney. New Amsterdam Pink Whitney.
That's a good sweat. That's a good swap, Fat Michael.
I don't know what that means. I got just vodka. but I've never heard... Nord? Do Nord vodka.
That means
that's
it's
French.
Good.
It's North.
All right. I know vodka. I know it's a known... I don't know what... What was yours called?
Mine is Pink Whitney, New Amsterdam, Barstool Sports Collaboration.
Oh, I hate Barstool Sports.
Just making shit up.
Me too.
It's just
a pink drink.
We're spending way too much time
that's
on
probably
these.
Safer
way
than
too little time.
Wait, wait, wait. Do I want to switch?
You want to switch?
Oh, but you don't want the banana 99.
I don't want
proof.
The banana 99. I think so. What's the proof on this motherfucker?
Oh my God, that's a good.
Our eyes are too. We're too old.
Yeah, we are too old.
I did not bring my reading glasses. All right, I'll just switch it.
Switch. Okay.
He's switching. All right, bring us in.
What do you drink?
See it go down.
Here we go. Oh, God.
All right, I'll go first.
Straight up vodka.
Straight up Pinky Malinky.
Yeah. Pure
you
Whitney.
Got a chaser?
Pink
oh,
Whitney.
Shit,
oh, this one is just vodka. It's just pink vodka.
It'll taste better.
Tastes well, like
Fat Michael.
And I've also got drugs. I've also got drugs.
You do run in a different lane, so you are exempt for this next piece, which is, as I was called out last time, I have not been keeping up with the Beepscast drinking rules.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a double ep. So,
you have no sound horns for that? Get your fucking soundboard up, monkey.
We're doing a double ep.
See, the people love it. I'm telling you, Nick, if anyone was in their car when you first said it, no one gave a shit. When the air horns hit, they like almost swerved.
They're riveted now by what the double ep means. Two Beeps cast happened, one on October 18th, Butt Pumpkin.
Oh.
Butt Pumpkin.
Two T's.
January 24th, Dumb Little Game. Get to how that got named in a minute. Betwixt the two, I'm gonna spoiler alert. It's 24 drinks, no shots.
Between the two?
Oh, betwixt.
Betwixt.
The two.
Thank you.
It is 24. 10 Mando touches in the first one, 10 in the second.
You ever eat a Twix sideways? Like in from the side?
No, I've eaten it from the top, like yeah. across
like
the top.
Like a sandwich.
I'm saying.
Take the gooey off and then just get the crunch.
Dog, next time, eat it like coming at it sideways, like perpendicular.
What would that be like?
I wish we had a Twix right now.
All right. So I didn't drink during the episode. Chris Kat, did you drink during the episode?
I did not.
Okay. Fat Michael, as you are exempt from this, you are going to narrate us taking our 24 drinks, which I'm going to do in the
Guinness.
Look at that. You guys are drinking that like, okay. Okay. They've got big cups. Wait. Like
big dumb cups.
Big dumb cups.
Okay. Should we talk about like the season that SNL is having right now? Because I feel like they're fucking crushing.
Well, you can talk about whatever you want until I finish this beer.
Okay.
Because by my estimation, this double Guinness is 24 drinks.
Okay.
Because it's 24 ounces.
I feel like I have to like narrate what's going on. So Tut is starting and he is very confident. Chris Kat, slightly less confident, but more confident than she maybe should be. Oh no, she's dribbling, spilling a little bit. Tut is going strong, like so stoic it's almost worrying. And very romantic. It's okay, now it's pure bliss. Good God.
Wow.
That was amazing. Oh, that sounded a little bit like vomit.
it's a little saucy.
Chris Kat is still just chugging along, chugging along.
You know what, though? She's doing it.
She's doing it.
I mean, that cup.
No one said I had to chug.
Oh, but just take your 24 drinks.
So the title of my memoir, No One Said I Had to Chug.
Title of your sex tape.
Yeah.
May I say, not to blow up your spot of describing this later, Chris Kat, but as I got to the tail end of this Guinness.
Yeah.
There, I could see through the glass, and there was the shimmer of the glow of the fire, and it did look majestic. Is that what Fat Michael called me? Majestic?
Probably. Majestic. Yeah, majestic.
It was real majestic.
Fat Michael just had to come off the floor. He's looking for his reading glasses that he dropped.
My joint. I dropped my joint.
The wind.
You're not a very good drug user if you're dropping your drugs.
I know. I thought I could put it down on the table and shield it with the lighter. Oh, all right. Well. We're going to have to solve that one.
All right, so windy. Beeps touched the Mando 20 times total. She mentioned Tone 2 times total. That was a little bit fuzzy because she mentioned him multiple times within like one sentence. But I still called it 2 only. And she did talk about being lost in Tone's sweatshirt twice.
Oh, she did.
There was a lot of Tone.
There was a lot of, yeah.
Fat Michael, get to the microphone. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I was looking for that.
I wish I had captured.
All right.
This is just off to the gods.
Keeping it a tight 30. But
are we only doing 30?
32. Right. But Pumpkin. Go, Chris Kat.
Oh, I loved this.
The whole episode or the pumpkin butt specifically?
Whole episode, but the bumpkin. The bumpkin.
The bumpkin.
The bumpkin.
Oh, my God. Why didn't she call it pumpkin?
The bumpkin. Okay, we're going to call it the pumpkin.
Deducting points.
Yeah, for
deduct
sure.
Points.
Deducting
for sure. Beeps, deducting try harder.
I'm going to change my
iTunes. I'm spitting some of my drink back into my cup.
Very good.
You did not earn these drinks.
I absolutely loved it. I especially loved how she said little toot before school every single day. Would go and give a lovely little kiss to the butt pumpkin and like wish it a good day before she went off.
Before she even got to the butt pumpkin, because that is the best part about the butt pumpkin, and there are many other aspects of the butt pumpkin. I'm just going to go rapid fire, first three bullet points. Very pregnant.
Yeah.
Same due date as her doctor.
Wild. How is that not a sitcom plot?
Yeah. Sleepwalk toileting, ghosts in the toilet.
Toilet ghosts. Yeah. I feel like it's never been talked about, the technique of trying to stay asleep while you go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
We all do that, right? That's like a universal.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I tell you what I do that's even worse? I wake up and I go, I have to pee, but I'm so tired. I bet I just cannot do it.
Oh, I'm and happy you went that direction.
In the morning, there's no pee in the bed, but boy, is it a problem.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Your body does things to make the pee not come out, and you're like, now it's tough.
What?
Do you not get morning wood urination?
From pee?
From having to pee so hard, you get morning wood.
No.
Not happen. Okay.
No.
Well, it happens to literally every male except for you.
From having to pee so hard?
That's the only way I can describe it.
That's
the only thing I can attribute it to.
That's the only thing you can attribute it to?
I know what normal morning wood is. And I also know when I have to pee really bad, and then I definitely get painful, horrible morning wood.
But it's related. Like, there's a direct causation.
I assume.
I don't know, Tut. That's crazy.
All right.
Are you suggesting that
all the doctors that are listening, all the medical doctors,
urine?
Any urologists listening, please write in.
We might get a urologist.
Ghosts in the toilet? Oh, there's a little song. Did anybody remember?
Ghosts in the toilet was dope. I can't remember it at all, it wasn't Ghostbusters.
Oh, that was so good.
All right, moving on.
Oh, wait. Kissing butts? Are we talking about kissing butts?
We're talking about Gen Z worship era. She said, I'm in my Gen Z worship era, and we do need to dwell on this for a hot minute.
Oh, yes, we do.
Let's just go.
Do it.
Okay, we're going to go backwards. Summer I Turned Pretty. I never watched it. She is not the first person over the age of 35 to, outed you, over to say, I need to watch this. Got pint-sized Tut to start watching it. I haven't seen it. Recommended or not recommended?
I only saw the first few episodes. I can see how you get...
But you let it drop off, so you don't like it.
Yeah.
Fat Michael, you never watch anything except for
fucking
Paw Patrol.
Okay. I just watch British Bake Off. That's it.
I think it just... If it was I was watching it at a different time, I might have been more invested.
You weren't Gen Z enough.
So
now we get into the musical tastes, where I feel like some opinions are going to be expressed here.
Yeah.
Basically, it's she loves Olivia Rodrigo. Doesn't love T Swift.
Yep.
Doesn't get her.
Yeah. Should we give 1 minute to Olivia? Because I feel like we'll spend a lot of time on T Swift.
Yeah.
No. I want do the compare and contrast.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a compare and contrast situation.
Give me this.
Okay.
You give what's your temperature on Olivia Rodrigo?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give her like an 8. Like I really like her.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Kay.
Yeah.
And not the same as Taylor Swift.
No.
She's just another female pop star.
She's a fun pop singer. Yeah, she's a fun pop singer. I like that album. I re-listened to it a couple times, and if a song came back on, I'd be like, oh, nice, but I'm not seeking it out at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think comparisons between the two, like the biggest comparison I see between the two artists is that they both kind of speak their minds through the songs. So, like, they're not afraid to just be like, fuck you, in a song, but with, like, certain lyrics that make you have to listen to it a few times to be like, oh, she's, like, talking shit on...
Well, Olivia Rodrigo's a little more direct
more
about it.
Direct.
So
yeah.
can you role play with me? The one thing I'll say about Olivia Rodrigo, and this
let's hope he doesn't have to pee.
This is a proud papa moment, so it's not about that at all.
Okay.
We're
sitting
don't
fucking shame me like I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
you were just screaming about Morningwood 10 seconds ago.
Sitting in our house. Tiny Tut. What do we call her on this?
Tater Tut.
Sitting next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what the name of the song is.
Sheet of all the kids.
The one that that Beeps quoted was, it's a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
See you tonight.
It's a bad idea,
no,
right?
Okay, we're going to role play. Yeah. You're going to do the one line when I point.
Okay.
She does, I'm seeing you tonight. It's a bad idea, right? She does that several times. It's a bad idea, right? I'm seeing him tonight.
It's a bad idea, right? Wait, what?
Whatever.
It's fine.
No.
Wait.
Fuck it, it's fine.
Well, I was in the radio edit.
Well, you listened to the radio edit.
She seems like a Kiss 108 girl.
Well,
she does.
In our household with a 6-year-old, we don't
Maddie
listen to the radio.
In the morning.
Edit. Didn't he retire? Is he still around?
I think he's still around.
I'm doing laundry or something, and sitting next to me is the 6-year-old, and that song's playing, and it's building to that thing, and blah. And then the music cuts, you know, and I hear right from next to me, perfectly in rhythm, perfectly in time, perfectly in the thing. Fuck it, it's fine. from my 6-year-old. I was like, good.
That's great.
Couldn't be upset.
That's great. That's great.
She internalized that. Perfect.
I'm trying to show my 9-year-old more like hip-hop and stuff and just like get him out of EDM because he's all EDM all the time.
Really?
And I was like, let me play What Child Wouldn't Love? Ludacris. And then I had to like turn
like,
it off.
Well.
I had to turn it off and I was like, maybe. Hey, but just so you know, like, this is art, so...
Well, you take a hoe to a hotel.
It was a bad idea.
Oops. Who's a hoe?
I've got hoes in different area codes.
Keep going. Should we shift into T-Swift now?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We need to move on.
Okay. I was going to recommend we begin with giving her an NPS score. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to suggest Taylor Swift as a musician?
I'm the worst person. I do not do NPS. Because whenever I get those things, they're like, how likely are you to buy? I'm like, I'm not. Because every time I recommend anything to anyone, they shit on me. So I'm not going to recommend it even if I enjoy it.
So are we thumbs up or thumbs down on Taylor Swift and then we can get going?
I'm all Taylor all the time. We listen to it 40 times today. It listens in the car. It's blah, blah, blah. I generally enjoy her.
I have a more... this is going to be hard. Maybe I should go last.
Okay, well...
Should I go last?
I think you should go last.
Okay.
Because I give the biggest 2 thumbs down to Taylor Swift.
Are you really aligned with Beeps?
Because she said, what was her word?
Oh, she like, loved Oliver except the music.
She said, I cannot connect with her. I don't get her. I think that she is a bad musician. Her songs are bad, is what Beep said. Do you think her songs are bad? Because I know a little bit behind the scenes of how you feel.
Yeah.
Do you think that her songs are bad, or do you think that her whole thing is not just in your wheelhouse?
Yes to all. Like, I hate her whole thing. I hate her songs. I hate her voice. I hate her lyrics. I hate literally everything. Whenever the people lose their shit over her bridges, what the fuck is that? Her bridges are mid at best. Like, I do not get it. And I don't get it. What frustrates me the most is that I have friends who are wonderful musicians, who have great ears, who have great taste in music, who love her. And I'm like, what the fuck are we both listening to?
Chris Kat?
I like hearing that. I thought you were going to be the biggest T-Swift fan, and I was just going to be like, what? I was going to be so surprised, but I have a complicated, like Beeps, I have a complicated relationship with her, because I feel like...
You're in a relationship with T-Swift?
With T-Swift,
you and everyone else.
She hasn't written
like
a song. I'm a little bit salty, she hasn't written a song about me yet, but... so here's my relationship with her. So my college roommate and best friend, Kate, is a Swiftie 1,000% till the day she dies. Like, in 2006 was listening to her first album and like has gone to all of her concerts, like has just like listened at midnight. She's
crazy.
Forever a
Swiftie.
Does
she listen?
Yeah. Okay. Oh no, not to this.
I was gonna give her a shout out.
No.
But then fuck that bitch.
So
why not? Your friends don't support you?
That was my I've like had women. What's the right surrogate is not the right term for this, but like it's like I'm like an arm's
vicarious,
length away.
You're living
yeah,
vicarious?
Okay. I am living through like my friends who love T Swift because I don't get it.
Sure.
And true. I like some of her music. I get hyped up by some of the music. I know literally if you put a T Swift song on, I know all the lyrics, everything.
So,
but
like the genius poetry in Karma Is My Boyfriend.
Karma Is My Boyfriend.
I think at one point she says Karma is a cat or something.
Bring
it's
my lap.
The dumbest shit.
Because it loves
Karma
me.
Karma is a Chris cat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I like it. Now I get
don't
it.
Don't you
now
wish you vibed like that? I bet you did. I think that's you got a problem.
I
have a problem?
You're
no.
Jealous.
It is
jealous.
Like, it is like the world is on fucking, like, I don't get it. Her voice. As a
Chris
singer,
was talking,
I see is bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
I see. No. I see why people like her. I don't see why people are so fanatic over her.
Yes.
I think maybe our generation. Thank you, Nick, for pulling that in. But I think maybe. Hey, what do you think? Let me pose a question.
Okay.
How many great singer-songwriters do we have in our generation that people could latch on to that are new and fresh and not from another generation? Can we name any?
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Right?
Bad.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes.
I actually like John Mayer is
I do
a
like
great
John Mayer,
musician.
Yeah.
And when he was like, fuck these people that hate me, I'm going to go do my blues band or whatever.
He's
he
a great, yeah, yeah. Yes.
It's like, I'm going to go do music because I'm a musician.
I was like,
respect.
Maybe.
Actually, he is an international watch taste
he
player.
Was
a,
yeah.
He, aficionado. He's a, like, in this niche world, he's the one who is the tastemaker in wristwatches. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of
that. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know.
Look it up.
He did a song with Kanye West when I was in college. It was like, was not a hit. It was just sort of like a like an internet leak. And they like rap about watches. They like both talk about watches in the song. And then it was like IWC Big Pilot is the only watch name that I know because of that song.
So
I just, I don't know. I'm trying to understand all of the fanfare around Taylor. Like, I do like some of her stuff, but I, like, as an example, Chris was trying to get, Lador was trying to get some tickets to her concert. And I was like, sure, if you want to try, like, let's see how much they are and whatever.
Spoiler alert, they were very expensive.
They were very expensive. And he wasn't even, he got like pre-sale, wasn't even close to getting in. And he just bailed on it. And I was like, that's fine with me. Like, I have no expectation to go there. But
did you watch the Eras tour?
Yes,
on
we
Disney
actually
Plus?
Just did last weekend.
It's
it was
a,
entertaining.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah,
it's a, it's
it was entertaining.
Spectacle. Like anybody else who has that much fame and that much
but
capability
both,
to put
both
on
of us said, like, oh, we are so glad we watched that in the comfort out of our home, doing whatever we wanted, not paying thousands of dollars to see whatever this just was.
I have to say about Beeps' take on it, it made me feel much better for two
vindicated.
Reasons.
Vindicated.
One, validated. She's a great musician, and I agree her musical taste. Two, I often get pushed back on my like dislike for Taylor Swift. It's like, you're a man, like, you don't understand her lyrics. You didn't grow up as like a teenage girl, so they're not going to resonate with you. Like, so when women share this take, and my wife does as well, it's really validating because I'm like, no, or she's just shit, or she's just like, her lyrics are fucking mid.
Okay,
okay, one more point.
No, I'm not arguing with you. You're getting worked
finish.
Up.
Let me finish.
I only have one point. You finish, and I only have one point.
The newest album title.
Tortured Poets Department.
Come the
Society.
Fuck on.
Department. It is
yeah. Department. Tortured come the Department. Fuck on. Yeah. You're renowned as this great poet, this great artist. That's what your fans think of you. And that's the name. That's a goddamn like middle school notebook that you have.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
So you're hating on her and she's immensely popular and made more than $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
In her U.S. tour only, I believe, before it even went worldwide. Fine.
Trump's also made a lot of money. I don't like him. I don't like what he does either.
God, did we agree to not talk about him in this?
Oh, well, did we?
I mean, we're going to. It's 20.
We're gonna,
it's an election year.
It is an election year.
I can't tell because I used to be quite a contrarian. Like, I hated.
Sure. I like those days.
Yeah. But like in high school, I was like, these motherfuckers like Garth Brooks.
Oasis.
And then I was like,
you were like, Benny Goodman ain't shit.
Yeah. So.
Huey Lewis in the news.
What do you say?
Suck it.
What do you say to
suck it.
All the people who, what do you say to my spouse? What do you say to Pine Size Tut who loves her?
I don't begrudge.
Likes her.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge people who like her. Like, I really love Timbaland and Magoo. Does anyone remember Magoo,
okay.
The rapper Magoo?
So,
yeah.
Second question. You just said, this album title's bullshit. This is, what is it? The middle school blah. And you really think that, I wish I could think of some artist that you love that has an
Magoo.
That has an equally kind of ridiculous or like self-indulgent album title because they are aplenty out there. And if it happens to be an artist you like, you're like, oh, no, that's deep. I like
I think
that.
Maybe.
And if it happens to be an artist you're not that cool with, you think, well, that's stupid. I'm just I go middle of the road.
But
I'm not
that
dying on the cross for Taylor Swift.
Doesn't
but
that
I'm also
feel
not dying
very
on the cross
immature.
For anybody else.
Doesn't that feel incredible? Her whole thing is being immature. Her whole thing is being like 16.
Yeah, well.
That's like her whole thing, and she's been doing it for
fucking 20 years.
That's okay. I mean,
like,
really sucks to make $1 billion.
Yeah. That is a fair point. That is a fair point, though, because, and I'm sorry
she's
to cut you off.
No, please.
No,
I need to be
I'm
cut
sorry.
Off.
I'm
too much. See, I shouldn't have dropped my joint.
No.
Can
that's
you find
a good,
it, please?
It's a good
I would love to. It's probably blown away.
It's really a good point that you bring up, because I do feel like, I don't even want to say this, but like Taylor is stuck in being a high schooler. Like when she got famous, she is like stuck at that age.
Yeah.
Like she is not emotionally matured to a 35-year-old, which is what she is now.
Like even her celebrity relationships feel more like a high school relationship in the news than like another celebrity relationship of someone
her age.
It's
almost like they're like picked apart like bit by bit and like at the most.
She is very scrutinized and criticized, and like to her credit, like
It's welcomed. I don't see like her being like, guys, okay, and like this is
she famously has
she baits
like
a lot.
She has like a almost a celebrity publicist. She her fans follow her publicist because of how tightly her publicist controls the media exposure.
Yeah.
Which you could argue both ways. You could be like, well, that's not necessary. You're trying to, but you could also be like, hey, this is a person who like sometimes she's just a person who wants to go get a pizza.
In conclusion, the best musicians on this and Beep's cast both agree. Taylor Swift is bad. And are we talking about the butt pumpkin more?
So the garden went to hell.
Yeah.
And the quote was, my beans went nuts. They will not leave me alone.
They keep blooming, basically.
I don't have a garden. I've never tried to tend a garden.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I have no empathy or sympathy with like the plight
of the gardener
of being 9 months pregnant, and I got too much beans to get. I don't know. So let's just get to the meat and pumptatoes.
There it is. He got there. He wasn't sure if he'd land, but he landed.
I tried to write down the quote. Pumpkin with a full-on butthole. A real
human
butt.
Yeah. And what was disappointing about her pronunciation of butthole is she did pronounce the T's. I prefer when you don't pronounce the T's.
Butthole.
Butthole. Butthole. Butthole.
Butthole is way funnier than butthole.
I like butthole.
Butthole.
Oh, come on.
Butthole.
Butthole. Also, when she talked about kissing the pumpkin, it did make me think about how popular in music and online it seems to be the licking of the butthole these days. And that has to be something that not everyone is
tossing
seems
a
to,
salad.
Yeah, it seems to be more popular than I truly believe it is. I have to believe that.
Tossing the salad? It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. I can't believe it's
the actual act of doing it is that you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You hear about it.
Sure.
We hear about it a lot.
Chris Gatt, are you Gen Z? Are you
millennial? I'm millennial.
You're young millennial.
Yes, I am.
Fat Michael's old millennial.
Yes. You're the greatest generation, and we thank you for it.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Yeah, millennials 82 to 96, right?
So, I think so.
Who is tossing salad? Gen Z?
Maybe they are.
I thought it was the millennials.
I don't know. As an elder, I'm not.
I guess it depends on what circles you run in. Your butthole circles. I don't know.
Let's see if that pumpkin's still
You know what? We haven't even gotten to the second episode yet. So what?
Shit.
Final thoughts on the butt pumpkin. Was it a pumpkin miracle or was it a...
It was totally a pumpkin miracle. I hope she grows another pumpkin butt.
Yeah, it was definitely the act of Christ, our Lord. And I would go see the butt pumpkin in concert before I'd see Taylor Swift in concert.
Say what became of it? Did they keep it?
Oh,
you've been there.
They did keep it. They did keep it, but we came.
Hold on. Did you see it in person, Chris?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good Lord.
I went in February, so I feel like the butt company.
The butt company.
The butt
company.
The
butt company. You got your butt company.
The bumpkin. Disintegrated.
Y'all know what a bumpkin is?
Yeah, of course.
Bumpkin, nobody does that either, right?
Yeah, no.
A blowjob while pooping?
Yeah.
I feel like.
I bet I bet it's been done, but I don't think people...
That's so gross.
It was done once,
the
just
smells,
like Dirty Sanchez.
It's very
the
disrespectful.
Enough.
Wait, you might lose your sense of smell, and then you're fine doing it.
It's very disrespectful.
It is very
COVID.
Disrespectful.
Do it during COVID. Lose your sense of smell. Sorry,
the
continue.
One thing... No. So
you didn't see the butt pumpkin.
No, we did not. It. Unfortunately, I would have loved to see the butt pumpkin, but I saw pictures, which were glorious.
Did it look like a butthole?
I mean, it looked like a full-on ass.
But was it a human ass being spread where you could see the sphincter?
I don't remember the hole.
Was there a darker orange ring?
Because she said, and I quote, pumpkin with a full-on butt hole.
butthole.
I don't remember seeing hole, but I was not looking that closely. So, here's my last thought on this, like, first episode before we go to the next one. I have very mixed feelings on Taylor Swift. This is what I will finish on. I have very mixed feelings about her. I want to support her as a woman, and I like that she writes all of her feelings and la 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 la. And like some of her songs I really enjoy, but I don't get all the fanfare for literally every single thing she says and does and breathes and writes and everything. So that's where I draw the line.
It is tough to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I will leave you with this. One person online, and I can't credit them, said, like, thank God Taylor Swift was a musician and not a serial killer, because the, like, breadcrumb she leaves dropping an album.
The next Ted Bundy.
She would be.
There'd be a lot more people dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
not
I was
Ted
like,
Bundy. Who am I thinking of? Manson. Charles Manson.
They're both bad guys.
Yeah, both
I know, but Charles
really
Manson
bad people.
Got other people to do some killings.
Oh,
she
yeah,
could,
yeah.
What
she
if, could for sure.
Oh.
What if she went on stage and
said, hey, that's a great
kill
movie.
Your kill your dad?
Yeah.
That's would, a great, actually.
It
that's
would
a,
happen. If 2% of her fans killed their dads, how many dads dead do you think that is?
A lot.
That's a lot
Tens
of dads.
Of thousands?
A flock.
Millions?
A flock of dads.
Millions.
A pride of dads.
A pride of dads. A murder of dads.
Well, shit. That's a good one. Someone write the script. Someone write it.
Or flip it.
Working on
or
it.
Flip the script.
All right. We got two dad limits. Fat Michael, you ready to read one?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Do you want to do the first one or the second one?
Although some folks complain it's a bummer when we reach the tail end of the summer. But relax, have a beer, there's a pumpkin to cheer. Even one with the butt of a plumber.
I love that.
That was okay. I'm going to offer once again my critique of Dr. Papa Opa, whom we revere on this podcast.
I can't even bring myself to critique.
He is my Taylor Swift.
He's my Taylor Swift.
He takes liberties with the limerick form. And sometimes it's a simple, like, you don't have to. You could have just...
Moving the art forward, you could...
maybe. Yeah. You know what? I want to open my mind. But...
He invented haikus. Little
pumpkin.
Known fact.
The syllables of a limerick are da-da, da-da, da-da. So, the first line, although some folks complain it's a bummer, all you have to do is do the hyphen, the apostrophe, though some folks complain it's a bummer.
I don't think there's a apostrophe.
I'm having a hot girl summer. Sorry.
All right, second limerick. Fat Michael, go.
Oh, man. In our garden, sometimes we will find an odd vegetable, and we're inclined to anthropomorphize, there it is, see a carrot with big thighs, but a pumpkin who's got a behind?
I think you did it as well as you could have.
The big thighs. John.
You know,
John, you dog. He likes them thick.
The fact that when he does it with what I know to be like the improper number of meter
so good.
For a limerick.
Yeah.
But he does it.
But he, but whole.
He does it well and correctly. And more importantly, he
likes
he communicates
big, brown,
to
and
us.
Juicy. He's a thick freak. I dig it. John, I get it too. I've got some subreddits to send him if he will accept my cell phone text messages.
Domestic dangs.
Domestic dangs.
Fridge won't stop breathing. I have only one comment about this.
Okay.
She starts with, the fridge won't stop breathing, calls the fridge repairman. Fridge repairman's on his way. The fridge stopped breathing. So, we seem to have a paradox here.
Yeah.
The fridge did stop breathing.
Right. Yeah, I think, do we just all give one sentence on this segment?
Correct,
go. Okay.
Fast.
Like, borderline alarming.
Okay, what grinds your gears? She's like, Instagram ads for sweatshirts where you zip up your baby. Now, targeted ads. We don't think about it. Well, we do now, maybe. But for a long time, it's like, well, I see these ads, so everybody sees these ads. And then you talk to a friend, and they're like, I don't see
yes.
that ad for hemorrhoid cream that comes in a bird cage that sings a song when you open it. Like, what do you mean you don't see those ads?
Oh, man.
So I definitely don't see ads for a sweatshirt that you put a baby in. I will
no,
also say, Pint-sized Tut does not see ads for that and never has. But her response to that at the time when she listened to it, I put a screenshot in here. She immediately texted Beeps pictures of Pint-sized Tut with our baby in her sweatshirt. So what is that? Beeps is saying, I want this baby out of me and I don't want it near me ever again.
No.
And my spouse is like, I had this baby and I want it back near me again. Yes? No?
I guess. I thought the whole thing was crazy.
That's crazy.
Also, I feel like now's maybe a good time to bring up the fact that there's a lot of listeners to Beepers After Dark who have no idea what Beepscast is. So I just want to give a little PSA right now. It is a podcast by our friend Beeps.
It's been around about 2 years longer than this podcast.
We suggest you listen to it, guys. It's good.
She's delightful. If you want something delightful, you listen to Beepscast. If you want something spiteful, you listen to We Assholes.
Yep. Yeah. If you're in the world, I hate you.
Yep. Anything on carrying a... Do you want to carry a baby in a sweater, Chris?
Wow. A lot of thoughts.
Good Jesus Christ.
A lot of thoughts there. I don't have a baby of my own.
Doesn't have to be your baby.
I feel like I understand the targeted ad. Sometimes it's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
You click on that and you'd be like, this ad is irrelevant to me, even though it's not.
Even though, I feel like, like a baby Bjorn would still, like, be effective.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in your sweatshirt.
It doesn't have to be in the sweatshirt. Like, no one needs a sweatshirt built in with a baby Bjorn. Like, that's too much. Too much.
That's what grinds her gears. What do you like? She brought in... Oh, man, we could spend forever on this.
Yeah.
I think, in the interest of time, even though this was the greatest segment of this Beepscast, to you who don't listen to Beepscast, go back to listen to Beepscast, whatever the fuck the name of this one was, Butt Pumpkin, and skip forward
Pumpkin.
Like two-thirds of the way through and listen to What Do You Like, because the What Do You Like was...
Oh, it was Little Toot.
Singing Monsters.
Yeah, Singing Monsters.
And it was delivered by My Singing Monsters. Can I say, Fatty Maddie, long-time listener.
Part-time host.
Part-time host. I think he introduced Pint-sized Tut and I to it. We did that so much that we were singing monsters for Halloween in 2013.
Yeah, it's been around.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So Tone gets into it, and Little Toot was spot on singing the different themes of the different monsters.
And I was out there in February. She was still singing it.
And in 2013 is when I was introduced to those melodies. I played that game for a solid year. Kind of gave up.
Wait,
maybe it was 2012.
It's a game.
You cultivate monsters. It's there's a name for this type of game.
Farming.
Yeah, it's a farming game.
You grow monsters,
and then you collect the coins. And she, Desi, covered all of it. Lil Toot knew the gist of the game, and she sang
so
it all.
My butt pumpkin.
We get to breed monsters. Is the quote that I took away from that.
We do.
And if you take that out of context.
Get to breed
monsters?
Yeah,
you hatch them and you blah. But when a 6-year-old says, you get to breed monsters, you're like, I don't...
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean...
So, one sentence, go.
Oh, it was adorable. I loved listening to her say, what was that monster's name? It wasn't Murdoch, but it was like...
Mammoth.
Mammoth, Toe Jammer.
I love a bunch of them. I loved it so much.
She's already a better singer than Taylor Swift.
Yes. 1,000% agree.
What's your sentence? Because then we have a little game.
I already did many sentences.
Okay.
So before we end, let's do it at the break.
Yeah,
because there's one thing that ended this episode of Beepscast, which was I made the mistake of telling Beeps that one of the many ways, and Fat Michael knows, and we've talked about it off mic, I think, a bunch, but maybe not on mic, about how my child does not go to sleep without like a lot of work.
Now
we do a lot of work, but we've shortened the time it takes, but it still takes a lot of work.
Right.
And one of the things I was doing for a while was like, well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to put my AirPods in. She's like, what are you listening to? And I was like, well, I'm listening to podcasts. Well, I was listening to podcasts like about the news. So it's like, here's where people are getting blown up in the world. And she's like, can I listen to it? And I'm like, yeah. And I flip over and I started with Beepscast number one.
Amazing.
Did a re-listen with Tater Tut. And we went for a while. And so Beeps knew that. And by the time that this Beepscast came out, where she's like, and to Tater Tut, who's falling asleep now.
Aww.
I was like, yeah, that ended because Tater Tut is known for just deciding that something's scary.
Oh, no.
Episode of Beef's Cast scared her to the point where every time I'm like, do you want to listen with anything with me? She's like, well, not Beef's Cast because it's because of that. And she'll say something very random that I do not remember from Beep's Cast. Yeah. I can't recall right now. Yeah. And she'll be like, that is scary. So I cannot listen to Beep's Cast.
Oh, man. That's awful.
The time I guest hosted and I told the story of a trumpet player spitting in my mouth by accident.
Love it. All right. Can we do
that? That might have been it.
Can we do the drug game?
So before we go on to the next Beep's Cast episode, Fat Michael has something that we are not really sure what he's about to do.
So we are. We're going to go behind the scenes now. I'm going to let
BTS.
Him know on the schedule.
All right. Hold on. What's the sound effect for BTS? Chris Kate, go.
Now we're behind the scenes. We're recording two full episodes tonight. So. This is the first episode we're recording. We're about to, when we finish this episode, we're going to go right into our second episode. And it is also 420, the marijuana holiday. So I have in my hand three gummies. Two of them are 2.5 milligram. One of them is a 10 milligram. And my friends are just going to select their gummies and then take them. And then it'll take about an hour. So we'll see you in the second episode. And at the end of this episode, I'll reveal who took which ones.
So, I have to point out, Fat Michael did take some feedback from us when he said, should I bring marijuana? And it was like, should I bring 20 milligram gummies? And both Chris Kat and I were like,
crazy? I don't know.
To those who are, okay, you saw me drink 24 ounces of Guinness
in
far longer than it usually takes me to drink, but still, whatever, 27 times quicker than you would. Mm-hmm. And I could do it again. On the flip side, if I took a 20 milligram gummy right now, I would see you Tuesday.
No, you'd be fine. You'd be okay.
You'd be fine. All right, you don't know. Go, Chris Kat. Wait, who picks first?
What do you want to do? Kat. Ladies.
Okay. Wait, there's three in there.
What do I
do? There are three in
here. And you're going to do the third one.
Just take a bag. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Do we show it to you so you know?
Do I show you something?
Yeah.
Do you?
Let me see yours. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's all take them.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris Guy, can you explain where these dime bags came from?
Yes. So I got them at TJ Maxx, my home mecca. Mm-hmm. They are it says on the bag, my pills, day, a.m., and p.m. They are dime bags, really.
They're actual pill bags.
They are pill bags.
These are for old people who who are like, I need to remember what to take.
And I saw them and I was like, oh, I love that. Like, I am going to go travel and I'm going to bring my vitamins.
Amazing.
And like, that's what we ended up with. And
get it in your mouth. Mine was a different color than yours.
Get it in your mouth. They were all different colors. All three were different.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
I didn't want that.
What color was yours?
Shit.
Mine was blue.
Mine's green. And yours was
yellow.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Who's getting...
I think the yellow... Okay. All right. Well, let's
so wait, it's 9:25 now. We should feel enjoying them.
See you tomorrow.
10:30. And at around 10, I'll reveal. Or at the end of this episode.
Well, let's see how fast we can get through dumb little games.
Wait, can I get another joint as you kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off, and Chris Kat and I'll just take care of this.
Yeah.
He can't hear us now.
Okay.
Let's just fucking do this, because he's the one that fucking drags us down.
Dumb little games... is episode, you know, Beep's Cat, she stopped numbering her episodes. We have to we have to fucking, it's like 53 or 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
January 24th, so this year, the baby has been born.
Yay!
She had a
Praise
baby. She said, baby's been born, baby doesn't sleep, colic sounds like garlic.
Oh, garlic.
She said that's a big miss. By who? Who missed that?
The colic, big colic.
And you know what? It's funny. She joined. She went straight into, of all the things about having a baby, which she talks about later, she didn't do that. She jumped into Tone Sweatshirt.
Wait, hold on. There was a, if you know, you know, and I'm not sure that.
Oh, yes.
There was the, We Had a Baby Eats a Girl.
That's that later.
Oh my God, yes.
That happened later.
10, 10, 1, 2, 3. Is that the same?
Oh, wait.
10, 1, 2, 3.
Maybe that was when she said
Can you put that in the
bag? Yeah, it was like. You want me to put something in
this?
Yes.
Oh, are we going to do that?
What?
This is not trash.
Oh, I thought
it's
it was trash.
Okay.
Dude, there's alcohol in here still.
Sorry.
Yeah, here you go.
Shots.
No, I don't want it.
You can put the trash
in. Leave it all in. Leave it in.
All right,
No, it was at the very beginning of the episode.
She did that. We had a baby.
If you know, you know. Yes.
Oh, we all know.
We had a baby. It's
Hold
a girl.
On. You remember the commercial?
Was that 1-800-COLLECT or
Oh, yes. It's Bob Had a Baby. It's a Girl.
Yeah. We had a baby, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
We had a baby.
In the original commercial, it's a boy.
Hashtag feminism. I rebranded the commercial. So.
Thank you.
Guess
That's
what?
That's why we keep you on the podcast.
Beeps had a little toot, and Fat Michael with, like, I don't know what he got, like six kids now? Confirm this. You have a baby, and you're like, here's all the attention and all the things. So there was Little Toot. There was a song for Little Toot, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she has a second baby, and all we get is, had a baby, it's a girl. This new kid doesn't have a nickname, didn't have a song.
You're too fucking tired.
She did say she was tired.
Imagine bringing an infant into your home now. Like, you have, like, your older child.
I literally took steps to prevent that from happening.
I know. We all did.
So did you.
But
down back crying it's, at the gym.
No, sorry. It's really hard to have a second child. Second child is the hardest. Honestly, third child, easier than the second one. No
I
joke.
Believe you. I believe you. We got to move through this. We got to move through this.
We sure do.
What's hidden in Tone's sweatshirt / where is Tone's so jacket?
Good. This is a great.
I'm going to. Here's
a lot of prongs on this fork.
Here's the story. There's two, I'm going to do it as neutrally as I can, and then you pick apart all the pieces that I know you're thinking.
Okay.
Tone was at a place. He left his jacket.
He left his jacket.
He went home.
He went home.
Time passed. A baby was born. Time passed. He went back to the place. Jacket was still there. Congratulations, Tone. You got the jacket back.
You know what's crazy? When you break it down like that, bad story. Her telling it, great story.
Right, but now, why is it a great story? Don't say what she said. Pick apart all the things that are funny about this. Like, I was about to have the baby. The doctor said it probably wasn't coming. Yeah. So Tone went to the bar.
The faraway bar to throw axes before the baby. Psycho.
He put his jacket under the shuffleboard table.
Under the shuffleboard table.
As one does. As one Tone does. That is very much.
Yeah, this whole thing was, I mean, what really made the story is, like, just thinking about Tone making these, like, bad but somehow just decisions to not go every day.
Yeah. Well, the baby was born.
Totally,
he had to do stuff for that. He went back to work. And then he's like, I guess I'll go back to the axe throwing place with a 2-week old in my house.
Put him on the glass.
Dear listener, we're being distracted by nipples. Nipples at the window.
We're getting a Lador nip slip.
He doesn't know we're trying to get through this quickly.
We're trying to get through this quickly. I loved everything about the story and how it was told. It's so Tone.
Quintessential Tone.
It's quintessential Tone.
But he got his jacket
but
back.
But it is also quintessential Tone that it was just worked out, like, amazingly, yeah. And it was exactly where he left it. No one even touched
yeah.
the wow. jacket.
How many beers were spilt on that floor? Or
I mean, if they're cleaning that frequently, like...
Infrequently.
Yeah,
infrequently.
Then a lot of beer. Probably some pee. Probably some Morningwood pee.
Probably some jism.
I hope some jism.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that Tone has a backup jacket for when...
It is good to know.
Yeah.
That's a really
I feel comforted
takeaway.
By
you,
that.
You came away with the correct message.
Yeah. That was so great. The birth of the baby was more important. Everyday life is more important than that jacket.
She had garlic, too, so he was pretty busy.
Garlic.
So that was what happened to Tone's jacket. Then what was... Then we didn't even get to Tone's sweatshirt yet. What stuck to the side of Tone's shoe? Oh, don't look at the notes, Fat Michael. What was stuck to the side of Tone's shoe?
The ornament eye?
Nope.
Googly eye.
Yeah.
Googly eye.
Yeah, fuck you.
Speaking of SNL, remember that Christopher Walken episode?
Drink a fucking shot for that.
You mean
inappropriate?
Yeah. I already fucking
take a shot.
Anger at me.
I could never be angry at you except that I am angry at you.
You're so angry at me. Another behind the scenes. Do the behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, before every episode, Tut just shouts at me angrily on the group text, like, every time. Just shouts, super angry. Also, how do you change the color of your font in a group text?
I yeah, need to get it out.
It's pretty...
Because I know that you're going to show up.
I need to get it out. If you know, you know.
Yeah. I-Y-K-Y-K. That is tough to come up with those initials.
Yeah.
YK, you YK. So it was a googly eye. Which, okay, Christopher Walken SNL, googly eyes on the plants.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
What are we at?
IYK.
We're at 1 hour and 12 minutes, tell me. What do we got? What do we got here? 1 hour and
49 minutes.
Okay.
You're way off, but also we're way over.
With all the ads, too.
With all the ads. Squarespace.
Oh, we didn't get to the ads. Oh, sorry. Fat Michael, take it away. Get those ads that we... they paid us.
Thanks to Jack and Joe's dildo house. You come here for the best dildos in town. Come on down to Jack and Joe's. We got the meaty ones.
And then come on down to your...
When Jack doesn't do it, Joe will.
Oh, there it is. Don't Jack without Joe. That was it.
And do Jack
with Joe.
Jack and Joe.
Dildo.
We did it. Dildo.
Don't look at the note. What was in Tone's sweatshirt? Go. If you'd miss it, you're reaching in the bag.
No. What was in Tone's sweatshirt? A baby bottle.
Oh, so good. I've never been more
good.
Disappointed at something.
Good pull.
Oh, man. How did that come to me?
Do you fish your money in the same direction? So, I was triggered by this in so many ways.
Oh, man.
One.
Oh, I bet you were. You OCD-ass motherhead.
I do face my money in the same way. But two, she said it as if she just learned that some people do this, as if she never knew.
Yeah.
I was always like, some people do this, and I don't have to, but I need to, I shouldn't, I don't have to do. That's my struggle, mentally. And she comes at it like, I didn't know this was etiquette. I'm like, it's not fucking etiquette. It's a mental disease that some of us have. You've never gotten a talking to in your whole life. I've had jobs where I've had to do this. You think some banker would have said, honey, you know, it's actually better if you give us the money facing the same way.
But
no.
It's not.
What did she... Did
she not her banker. They don't care.
Did she explain why she thought it was etiquette? She just said, I
no.
Out.
Yeah, no.
She just
didn't
came
give
out of
the,
nowhere.
The
no.
origin story. Yeah.
Is there an origin story, though? Like,
no.
Is there a social
money?
Norm of putting money, not mummy, money, yep.
In the same direction.
Same direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
What
mummy
about the,
in the
about
same
the one
direction.
Direction.
Wonder. I can't even.
What about the one? What about the one half to pee erection?
Sugar high. Oh. Watermelon sugar high.
Chris Kat. The next thing that came up.
Who got that coming?
I'm looking it up and I said, oh, who is this person? Beeps tosses it over. She does an okay job. She needs a production assistant.
Oh. Yeah, zoom the fuck in and do it for her, dude. Who has a gun to
me? I've offered. So she kicks it over. She did a segment.
I'm growing.
She did a, did a segment. Who is this person? Glynis Johns or Glynn Johns?
what a topical game.
Right?
I love
it. If you're like me, you were confused for a good 75% of this while you're trying to Wikipedia search this. I mean, like, is this something I should know? And then you realize, no, it's not something I need to know. But importantly, I'm going to shut up now because Chris Kat's going to tell us about this because...
Oh, my dad was the guest.
Ooh.
So, Pop, a.k.a.
He was the, what do you call it when you're on a... He was the contestant
on Dumb Little Game.
Dumb Little Game.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
He did a great job.
I think he did, too.
I think it was the game that was flawed. I think it was the game that was flawed, not the contestant.
He was good. He was a good contestant. Like, I feel like he would honestly
do
it again.
Don't hate the player.
Yeah, he did the most he could one could possibly do with that game.
And at the end, he was like, hey, bring this to Fort Collins. I want another hit. Basically, he didn't say that.
He said he was 75, too. 75?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He does not seem 75.
He's old.
He's still taking shots. I love it.
He's
the masshole I hope I grow up to be. Like, if I'm being 100%
honest. You
want
to move to Fort Collins, Colorado?
No, that part is shocking. I am still, like, shook by that. It's crazy that a masshole to this degree. He's like a 7th-degree black belt masshole.
You are so right. He's like a Six Sigma mass seventh level.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's
and
crazy
to have him leave. It's
yeah.
It's
you're
like
right.
fucking.
You're right.
Honestly, it's like seeing David Ortiz in like a Marlins uniform or something. It's awful.
Chris Kat,
might come back.
Yes. What did you think of the game?
It was fun. I mean, for Beeps,
did he win
game?
I
yes.
forget. I already
he
forget.
Won. He won 1,000%.
Because
he really
all the
did.
Questions were like. He da, 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 da.
I was like,
she,
well, you said he, so I know it's the man. It must be Glenn and not Glennis.
That's amazing.
He loves so
the power of deduction, fellas.
Yeah. Isn't the name pronounced Glenn?
No one knows.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, like I thought it was a perfect Beeps Cast game. Absolutely perfect. Like,
perfect
no notes because it was just the right amount of silly and also like, hey, I didn't know that. Like,
you know what?
You know?
Big, you know, OG Big Mike
yeah.
had a lot of
oh,
little,
yeah.
a lot of knowledge
nuggets.
Drops.
Yeah.
A lot of nuggets about, well, more about Glenn Johns.
he loved Glenn Johns.
He really did.
Who also,
but you know what? I went and looked that guy up. I was like, I should know
I
more
about
this person.
Me. Yeah, it was actually kind of helpful.
Yeah.
He honestly, like, so in the photo that Beeps posted for the podcast, I was like, what is she posting a Cillian Murphy picture of? Because, like, if he put sunglasses on, that would be him.
You know what? I'm going to make us transition now because the next things she talked about were the award season, Golden Globes,
yes.
Emmys,
yes.
and pre-Oscars, because this was recorded before the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Globes, she hated the host.
Yeah.
I already forgot. It was the guy that...
It was a Chinese
everybody
guy.
Everybody hated. Yeah.
Joel Kim.
Do you want to talk about it at all?
No.
Let's move on. Emmys, she said they were great. White Lotus was snubbed. Fat Michael, do you watch any shows?
I've watched White Lotus, and I do not like that show. So.
Jump off the deck. Chris Kat. Did you think that White Lotus was snubbed?
Above a deck.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy who invented the guy who runs White Lotus is Mike White.
Yeah, yeah,
you could sprain an ankle jumping off this deck. Mike White was the writer and small character
yes.
in School of Rock.
Ned Sneebly.
Whoa. That was Ned Sneebly?
If you wanna be the teacher, we'll pay you. Baby, you better forget it.
Wow.
Rock got some reason. Rock got no rhyme.
I gotta get you to school on time. Yeah, let's do it, Kat. All right.
So, that guy. That's the White Lotus guy. Now you like him better?
Yeah, sure. I don't dislike
fact,
the man.
My friend Nicholas Brendan, and I'm going to put his full name out there,
sure.
was an extra in that scene. And in the final scene
really?
Where they show the crowd,
oh.
where I'm like watching, and he goes, actually, all those people there on the right are my friends, and my arm is cut off right there. But he happened to be about the size of Jack Black at the time, and so he became Jack Black's stand-in.
You know,
when they're adjusting lights and everything.
That's amazing.
So he's like, I was on the set of School of Rock just standing there while they adjusted the lights.
Hilarious.
Fast forward many years.
It's amazing.
He just sold a script to HBO.
Oh, awesome.
Hey.
Good for him. That's great.
Anyway, pre-Oscars.
That's amazing.
Title of Ep. He just sold the script to HBO?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, to be continued.
Just...
Okay.
Pre-Oscars. Have only seen Barbie and Oppenheimer. Do you, yes or no? Barbenheimer, sorry, A or B? A, Barbenheimer. B, Oppen Barbie. Oppen Arby.
Barbenheimer.
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 I did Oppen Arby. I saw Oppenheimer and then Barbie.
Oh, I didn't see Oppenheimer.
It's
you
good.
Like,
I only
it's
saw
kind
Barbie.
Of depressing in some ways.
Yeah.
I
only like my content to be funny ha-has. Like
yeah.
podcasts, movies, shows.
Yeah.
If it's not straight up funny ha-has, I'm not watching it.
Well, yeah, it's a problem.
Why?
What grinds your gears? I'm going to try to keep this short.
Okay.
Maybe it's Maroon 5. Maybe it's Ed Sheeran. You don't? Okay. You lost your license to complain about a song if you don't know the difference between Maroon by sound, even at this point. If you listen to the radio, and I know she listens to the radio. I don't listen to the radio. I've been in a car with her. I was like, oh, we could listen to music with the Bluetooth. She made me unpair her phone via Bluetooth. She's like, I don't like it. It connects, and then I can't listen to my radio. I'm like, are you fucking Ethel? No. So she listens to the radio and cannot differentiate between Maroon 5 and Ed Sheeran.
Uh-oh.
That's my sentence. Done.
Oh.
Also, the song is, the repetition is, I've got the moves like Jagger.
I've got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves
like Jagger. So the hook is, like Jagger. Like Jagger. And she's like, I would prefer that it be, I've got the moves like Jagger. No.
No.
No. It's a silly song, and you're bitching about a silly song.
It's so loud.
It is meant to be a silly song. But other than that, I don't have anything to say about that. Continue.
Yeah, no, it was an enjoyable bit. You know what I liked most about the bit, though, was that she'd be like, maybe this is a 20-year-old song. I don't give a shit. When she was just like already coming at the haters.
Yes, she I
knew.
Love that.
She knew. I looked that. It up. 2011. June 21st, 2011.
2011. Wow. Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera.
Whilst Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera were both hosts on
The
Voice.
This is The Voice.
I've never seen an episode of that show.
Neither
have
I.
I don't know what the chair turnings around means.
God,
still
don't.
It's unclear.
I never care to know. But
just
I know
like
who
keep the mystery alive.
I assume they're picking some. They're like picking, but they all can turn.
But there's a voice.
A voice?
There's a voice.
But you know what? She did head it off, and I was like, I've never respected you more in my life than I have now, Beeps. You knew. Wait, do we say that that's her low-key calling us out?
What?
No.
Oh.
Do we do a shot for... We already did. what do you like? Family matching jammies.
Oh, I love that.
Let's save Big Mike's take.
Okay.
Let's take the person without kids.
Without kids.
You want family matching jammies.
That's so... No, I totally 1,000% like agreed with this. Only like I have no children, obviously.
Well, but do you have matching jammies at the door?
No. So in the future, Chris and I do not have matching jammies right now. Like, we do not, like, show up to Christmas morning with,
but
like,
as soon as you've got
matching
that wedding
Ralph Lauren fleece jammies.
Do more of that.
Okay.
Say more.
Okay.
Go.
No, I'm not going to say more.
Go deeper. Go deeper.
That's creepy.
I'm it's too roll. Painful. No.
I need an adult.
I need an adult. No, so... Anyway,
so you're not wearing matching jammies.
We're not wearing matching jammies, but I totally get her. Like, I get the butt pumpkin about her argument because she's like, I never wanted matching jammies, and then I had kids, and then it's like something in your brain chemistry just changes, and like I can anticipate that's gonna happen with me. Like right now, I'm like, that's so lame. Like, oh, that's cute. The family did that, but like I would never do that with my partner.
You don't have anything matching with your partner currently.
No.
And
we
you
don't.
Have no desire for it.
No.
Oh.
But if we...
Body chemicals, hell of a drug.
Right? Like you create a family unit, you have children, and then like pheromones change and whatever. Sorry, I feel like I'm on a YouTube podcast where I'm like, fucking, like, buy my vitamins.
Doomsday kids.
Yeah.
Fat Michael, matching jammies. Does it exist in your house?
It does.
By unwillingly or willingly by you?
Willingly. I totally agree with Beeps. It was a very similar path for me.
Did you feel that way before kids?
Oh, I was like, fuck matching jammies. That's some stupid ass shit. And now I'm like, oh, what's the Hannah Williams? Or no, what's the Hannah Anderson? Like, what's the Hannah Anderson ones this year? I'm like, excited. It's stupid.
So has Beeps old Navy sold out yet?
Well, she got the. I just go along to get along.
Aww.
There's a middle road.
Wait, what?
If you hand me something to wear, I will wear it.
Got it.
If you hand me something to drink, I will drink it.
Doug, we have them for Christmas and Hanukkah. It's dope. We have our Hanukkah jammies too.
Oh, that's nice. Fun.
Up your game.
love that.
Passover jammies? That's a little inappropriate.
Halloween.
Halloween matching jammies?
Halloween?
Fucking solstice.
Solstice. You fucking, witch.
Yeah. Up your game, right, I said.
Fine. Oh. I'll up my game.
I thought that was going to get way more aggressive. Up your ass.
Up your more aggressive.
Up your butthole.
Jacob Elordi. Again, not to pick apart Beeps' words. Not to pick apart her words. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, Lordy.
He's not hot, but he's tall and looks like he was put together with pieces of clay. So, she just revealed one of two things. Either she doesn't know what hot is, or she knows that the internet believes that the thing she said is exactly what hot is, and she doesn't feel that way, which is good for her.
Okay.
She sees deeper into a person.
I'm guessing part two. I'm guessing B. I'm guessing option B.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh, what's your take? Jacob Elordi, hot or not?
Wow. Again, like Taylor Swift, I'm like very mixed because I like him as an actor. I first saw him in Euphoria season one.
Oh, is he bad in that? Or is he fucked
up?
I mean,
like,
his character.
Big time villain.
But did you see his pecs?
But yes,
abs.
You see him as a person, butt. You're like, oh, he's very attractive. He's a great, like, tall, dark, and handsome, la, la, la. But his character is always so bad that you just, like,
so bad.
Have none of it.
What do you think, Tut?
Yeah.
I distrust anyone taller than I am.
Oh.
But that means BFG. I'm down to do stuff with them.
Down to bump.
And on that note, Fat Michael, what did we fucking take?
My
what
headphones just got cut out.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
You don't need to hear us.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I probably stepped on it.
What do we need to what?
We're finishing the episode.
Oh, okay.
We ingested drugs and don't know what we had.
Oh, okay. Tut had 2.5 milligrams.
Nice. Shit.
Fat Michael had 2.5 milligrams.
Of course.
Little kitty cat took 10 milligrams of catnip.
God.
So we'll see you on the other side, ladies.
Great. I just ate the microphone. Okay, cool.
While we're on the outro, go ahead and give me another 2.5. Fuck it.
All right.
Fucked it up. I'll fix that. Maybe. Maybe I'll fix that. I don't know.
Wait, what was wrong with that?
It was not playing through the situation.
Oh. That's okay.
No.
I could hear it a little bit.
I'm cutting this all out.
Meow, 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 meow.
Nobody speak. Nobody cut. Oh. Nobody fuck.
Nobody.
Fuck out of here.
Pretty sure it's time to get fucked up.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Along with Chris Cat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Freestyle Cat.
Go. Sorry.
Yeah, Kat, she's here when she ain't fat. PHAT, that's where it's at. She did the 10 milligrams. Now she's still a gram with her one.
Eat some ham.
Chris Cat.
Wow.
Great. I hope there's more pizza.